Welcome to More to the Story, a podcast from the ministry of Springhill Baptist Church in Mobile, Alabama. Springhill Baptist Church exists to lead people to become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. And this podcast is designed to help achieve that by providing thoughtful reflection on the Bible, theology, cultural issues, and current events from a Christian worldview. I'm your host, Ben Stubblefield, senior pastor of Springhill Baptist Church, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on episode 4 of More to the Story. For today's episode, I want to focus on Psalm 147 and verse 5, which reads, "Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite." Verse 5 falls within the context of Psalm 147 verses 2 through 6, which I argue is reflecting on God's grace. Psalm 147 is instructing the reader to praise God, and in verses 2 through 6, giving reasons to praise God because of His grace. So, verse 2 describes the regathering of Jewish exiles into Jerusalem. It's God's gracious remembering of His promise to His people. Verse 3 is celebrating God's gracious forgiveness of sin. Verse 3 draws upon the language of Psalm 51, which is David's great confession of his sin. Verse 4 describes God's remembering of His promise, His gracious promise to Abraham. Verse 4 describes the number of the stars no one can count. Well, this is language clearly linked to God's promise to make from Abraham a nation whose descendants will be as numerous as the stars. Then verse 6 describes God's gracious support of the afflicted and His merciful yet righteous judgment of those who abuse the afflicted. And so verse 5, though at first it doesn't really sound like a celebration of God's grace, in the broader context of the Bible, it absolutely is describing the wonder of God's grace. Hear it again. It says, "Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite." Well, that sounds like a celebration of God's omniscience. He knows everything, and His omnipotence. He's all-powerful. And certainly those are reasons to praise God, but I'm arguing that it links to God's grace because through the Old Testament, and in particular in Isaiah chapter 40, the same language is used to describe God's mercy to the afflicted. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 30, uses the same language when Isaiah is speaking to the Israelites who have suffered miserable trials and tribulations, and they're wondering where God is. And God speaks to them in Isaiah let me just read a couple of these verses. Verse 27 of chapter 40. "Why do you say that my way is hidden from the Lord?" The Israelites are saying, where is God? God must not see. He must not know. The rest of the verse, "Justice escapes the notice of God." So see, they're wondering, where is God in the midst of our affliction? Verse 28, "Do you not know? Have you not heard?" Now listen, "The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is infinite." So that's the exact same language of Psalm 147, verse 5. And it continues in verse 29, "He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power." Well, that's the same idea as in verse 5, isn't it? "Great is the strength of the Lord. His understanding is infinite." What the verse 5 of Psalm 147 is getting at is that it's recognizing we have limitations, right? We don't know the end from the beginning. We know that we hurt, we're in suffering, we're afflicted, but we can't see what God is up to. And the psalmist is saying, though we have limited, God is limitless. He has understanding beyond the limit of our time and days and our mind. It's as great as His strength, meaning He has the perfect ability to meet the needs of the needy. He has strength for the weak. The psalmist is calling us not just to see that God has great grace that exceeds our sin, but His grace to govern our lives, to draw good from all things in our life, including the trials and the valleys. His grace to His infinite understanding is a grace in our life because it goes beyond even our own comprehension. He sees beyond what we see. So an easy illustration is when you take your child to get vaccinated, and I remember this distinctly when we took our children to get their shots, the children see that needle and the tears start coming and the protests start coming. And when that needle goes into the skin, their eyes may meet your eyes and say to you, though through nonverbal cues, what are you doing? Why are you allowing this person to stick this needle into my skin? But the parent sees beyond the pain. They see the good that this momentary suffering is for the life of the child. It's going to do unbelievably good things to keep them from getting like polio, you know, or the measles, life-threatening things. We are removing the ability of that disease to destroy your life, aren't we? With a simple vaccination, a momentary light affliction. In the same way, God sees these afflictions in our lives and sees way beyond what you can see. His understanding, you see, is infinite. So you are struggling, and Jesus says you will struggle. In this world, you have trouble. But remember, the Psalm 147, verse 5 is telling us that God's is strong, and He in His grace will contend for you. You may be hurting, if you're listening to this. You may be hurting today, and you're going to hurt. In this world, you'll have trouble. But remember that God understands, His infinite understanding, and He will help you through this in a time of trouble to bring about your greatest good and His glory. You may be listening to this and you're in a moment of your life of great confusion. You don't know what's going on and why life is working out the way it is. You just remember Psalm 147, verse 5. God sees the end from the beginning. He is abounding in strength. And I may get old and get tired, and my bones may get weak, my muscles may get weak, but God's strength, Psalm 147, verse 5 says, does not diminish. His understanding is infinite, and the resource of His strength is invincible. God is working all things out for the good of those who love Him, and are called according to His purpose. And brother, sister, you may be in a moment of affliction, but God is going to use this for your good and His glory. You may not be able to see it. You may be wondering if He even hears you. But Psalm 147, verse 5 says, not only does He have grace for us that exceeds beyond all our sin, in His grace, His understanding goes far beyond our own comprehension as well. Well, thank you for listening to More to the Story. For more episodes delivered directly to you on a regular basis, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. And for more information about Spring Hill Baptist Church, you can look us up online at shbc.cc. Again, that's shbc.cc. I'm Pastor Ben. Hey, thank you for listening in, and we look forward to joining you again on the next episode of More to the Story.